That's quite a drive over there. Yeah, it was great. What's up? What's up? Everything's going. We're rolling along here. Second game.
How'd you feel about the first game?
You know, some good and bad. You know, the first drive, none of us like that. You know, but I thought they settled down. They played hard, and that's what I was happy with. And I thought they gave great effort, and I think they just stayed with it and just kept sawing the wood and kept playing. And I liked the way they finished up the game. You know, I was proud of them.
What adjustments did you see them make in that second half?
Nothing. Just run our stuff. You know, you gotta imagine these guys, you know, learning the defenses and having different defenses to learn, and all of a sudden they go into all the bullets are flying, they're in a game and loud, and we didn't do anything different other than just play our stuff, do what we could do. And they settled down, they started playing, you know, doing the right things. A few mental mistakes, you know, and got tackled a little bit better. We'll always say that probably every week, you know, wanted to wrap up and all that, and but overall it's just same stuff, you know.
This was a defense that last year struggled so much at creating turnovers. You guys were able to get two interceptions.
Yeah, that was good. You know, it's going to be a big thing to takeaways. You know, you got to get them, no question. You know, we don't get them, it's hard to win a ball game. You know, so, you know, I was proud of that. The one Troy got was really big, and Ugo getting the deep ball there was big. We had our hands on about three others, you know, so we could have had a few more. But it's going to be really, really important, you know, really important.
How'd the freshman nose tackles perform?
You know, they did good. Think about that. You're a true freshman going out there in college game, and, you know, you've practiced for, well, Jordan practiced last spring. Awesome practice for a few days, but I thought they did well. I was really proud of them. I really was.
They didn't get a lot of stats. Normally that position doesn't get a ton of stats, but did they do their job in terms of controlling blockers and things like that?
For the most part. There's some things they didn't do great, you know, but I wouldn't expect them to be perfect until the first time out. But I was proud of them. Jordan and Austin did a really good job. They really did in there.
After a game, when you get a stat sheet, what are the numbers you look at first?
I win. You know, I think that people look at anything else, they're nuts. You know, I look at wins, losses. I think you start looking at the other stuff, I think you got issues. You know, now I look at every play, and fundamentally, how do we play defense? What are we doing right or wrong? You know what I mean? Those things are big for me. Takeaways are really important. Score is critical. Fourth quarter score is critical. Explosive plays are big for me, you know, and you know, runs like 15 yards or long pass plays, those things are big. You don't want that. But those are your two big stats, most people will say.
For a Big Ten offense, how explosive have you seen Nebraska look in the tape that you've seen? Mike Riley last year, he was able to develop an offense that was able to blow the top off from time to time.
Oh, no doubt. No, they're really, really good. I mean, they set everything up with the run game. You know, if they can run on you, you know, you're not going to have much of a chance to win. Everybody knows that. And then they go to play action off that, and they do it very, very well. They got a quarterback who can throw the heck out of the ball, and they got some real good playmakers. And their tight ends are very, very good, catch the ball and block. So you got all that.
Hey, Coach, what are your thoughts on the uniforms this week?
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I've been watching film, so I have no idea about thoughts and uniforms. I really don't. That whatever it is great. Love it. Let's go play. You know, that's my thoughts.
Stomp out cancer wins.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
Yeah. No, that's really powerful. And I do remember now, because I remember that was coming out. And, everybody feels the same about those things, I would hope. You know, anything that can touch on cancer and how devastating it is and how much we've got to continue to work to stop it, you know. So that part's good. That I like. I thought you said colors and all that, because I'm colorblind anyway. All right. Thank you. See, thank you.